You call this area here?
Chest.
And these would be?
Back.
And on top?
And that'd be shoulders.
This would be a?
Hand. A wrist. Arm. An elbow.
If ground might be cold or muddy, and you wouldn't want to sit on it, if you were in a field or somewhere, and you might get down like that, you would say you were getting down on your...
on your knees.
If someone's been sick a while, but he's up and about now, you might say, well, he still looks a bit...
sick.
A person who can lift heavy weights would be a...
weightlifter.
And you'd say he's very...
strong.
A person who's very easy to get along with would be...
very easy to get along with.
Uh-huh. And you might say sometimes that person's very...
very gentle.
If a boy is in his teens and he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you might say at that age he's awfully...
clumsy.
A person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he is a plain...
he's inclined to be that way.
Would you ever say that, well, he's just a plain...
idiot.
What would be a person... what would you call a person who never spends a penny?
Miser.
If you call somebody common, what would that mean? If you said, that girl's very common.
Well, they would think she wasn't very refined. She was... mm-hmm. just not living... a refined life.
Would that be a pretty severe way of insulting
yes.
someone? You would. You probably wouldn't say that unless you were, you know, if you really meant something.
Yes.
If an old man is still very strong and very active and doesn't show his age, you'd say he's still quite...
he's good. Still quite young looking.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on a table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
foolish.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say to him, don't be so...
stubborn.
Somebody who can't take a joke without losing his temper, you'd say is mighty... somebody that loses...
I know it.
If they lose their temper at the least little thing, you might say they're...
they're stubborn.
And if somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, well, don't get excited, just...
don't get excited because you know you'll lose your temper.
And you might say, well, just keep...
quiet.
If you've been working very hard, you might say you're very...
tired.
If you're very, very, very tired, you might say you're old.